Welcome to Paneloids Comic Book Live. What's going on, guys? Strap in for a wild ride through the world of comic books, TV, movies, and all things nerdy. I'm Pierre, your charismatic host, joined by Jeremiah, the history guru, and Kyle, our tech wizard. So get ready for insightful discussions, plenty of laughs, and a whole lot of geeky goodness. Grab your snacks and let's dive into the fun. I like that, Kyle. That was very nice. That was good, right? Kyle, chief editor, in charge, producer, and everything else.
Are we allowed to say podcast again? Is this something we're allowed to say now? Because in the title sequence, it said podcast.
Every time you do, you need to clarify that we're both.
Okay. That's... live stream podcast.
Yeah, that.
All right. Live podcast.
Live podcast. There we go.
I'm not making a new logo, so.
That's fine.
We're too deep into it at this point. Guys, you know what's up. It's time for the nerdy news. Naruto live action announced with Shang-Chi director Daniel Cretton. I'm personally very happy about this. I know some people were saying that Shang-Chi's a childish movie. Not going to point out any names, but there have been some people commenting that.
Who was that? I was arguing with them.
I don't know. I don't remember, but I was not happy with it because I didn't feel like it was childish at all. They just don't know good movies. So that was a 10. I rated Shang-Chi a 10 when it came out. So.
Very, very good movie. I know nothing of Naruto. So, I know he likes ramen, and he does a funny run. That's all I know.
I don't know if you were trying to be me by naming him wrong.
Naruto?
Yeah, you gave him like a twang.
Naruto.
But that's fine. I'll take
it. Naruto.
all the times that I've messed up names, I'll take it on this.
How do you properly say it, Pierre?
Naruto.
Oh, well, okay. There you
I'm
go.
Not even going to. Nope. Naruto.
Did I say it? But yeah, I'm excited for it. I think they might understand live action at this point. Like, I think they know how to do like these anime-esque live action movies. So I'm hoping to see that in the future. And that being said, maybe some Dragon Ball Z. That takes me into my next segment, which... sad news. Akira Toriyama, legend creator of Dragon Ball, passes away. So definitely, I think every one of us has him in part of our childhood, at least in some way. So yeah, that was pretty crazy to find that out. And I think he was actually working on a new project too. What was that?
You have a Dragon Ball tattoo, right? Or more
I
than
do.
One?
I do. Right? Yeah, just one right there. But that's kind of crazy. And like I said, I think he was working on a new project, or at least helping produce a new project for Dragon Ball.
How did he pass? It was cancer, right? I could be wrong.
I have no idea. It's definitely health condition, though. It was like something health related that he went out. So yeah, that's it's a shame. But hey, he's a legend and we'll always remember him. So, but it'll never be as good as what he made Dragon Ball. So, but moving on, Seth Rogen and Point Grey Pictures to produce 8 Billion Genies movie for Amazon MGM Studios with Spider-Verse writer Rodney Rothman to adapt. I never read 8 Billion Genies. I think I know for a fact Jeremiah did. I don't know about you.
Yes. Yes, I absolutely love 8 Billion Genies.
So get into that. I mean, what do you think? How do you feel about Seth Rogen being on that?
Due to the comedic factor of 8 Billion Genies, I think Seth Rogen being in line to produce it is great. He did a great job with Invincible. Wow. Invincible. So I have him seeing no issue doing this movie. I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic. You can actually see 8 Billion Genies is back here, the hardcover. Yeah, I'm all for it. Charles Soule and Ryan Brown, I hope you got a big payday, and I hope you guys have a lot of fun making this thing, and I hope Amazon does it well. Like, that's really what it just boils down to, is it's going to be great, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Comic Talk.
Sure. Comic Talk is here. Hey, guys, how y'all doing today? I think I'm pretty good. I'm kind of tired. Kyle's tired.
I think we're all kind of just like, this is a low-energy episode. It is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, tired. But, yeah.
Next week, we're saving up our energy for next week.
Next week's going to be fun. Next week's definitely
got it scheduled. It's ready.
I'm doing some more research next week. I'm going to come prepared.
Right.
Jeremiah.
That's fair.
Moving on. The Batman Part 2. Delayed a year. New release date. October 2nd, 2026. I think that's good news. I'd give him more time to work on it. I don't know. Why not?
I don't know. really care. I could wait. I'm not like,
yeah,
excited.
Yeah, I'm not like yearning for it. Like when it comes out, it comes out. But it's definitely going to be something I see in the movie theaters. I'll give it that. You know, it won't be like an Aquaman 2. This isn't an Aquaman 2 in any way, shape or form, which I did see. And I don't want to talk about.
It's no Shang-Chi. It's no Shang-Chi.
No, definitely no. Shang-Chi was, it's like a Kung Fu movie on crack because they had just like an unlimited budget. And they were just like, yeah, we're funded by Disney. Kung Fu. And just amazing. Best. I loved it. I don't know who hated on it. I really want to know their name. Like it's still, it bothered me enough to remember it and mention it.
I would bet money it's YouTube because YouTube is where the most hate comes from.
That's like, fair. That's fair.
Shorts.
Hate is gonna hate. Which we're gonna have to be on YouTube maybe a little bit more. Who knows?
Huh? Yeah, but we'll talk about that later.
We'll see. Coming up, Peacemaker season 2 takes place after Superman, and season 1 is not canon. Okay.
Does this matter? Is this like an important thing that we need to care about?
So, I don't know, but I like Peacemaker season 1 personally.
Yeah, we all know that Peacemaker season 1 happened before the acquisition was, like, before James Gunn took over everything. Like, he wrote the series for sure. But yeah, I don't think it's important that it's not canon.
Well, so I just wanted to make the joke. It's clearly just because he wants to keep his wife.
Fair enough. Okay, there you go.
And it doesn't make sense, mainly because the ending. Spoilers for season 1, but they show Snyder's Justice League, or a few chunks of it, right? Or hint to it. It's really silhouettes. But I would say, yeah, it's kind of just to keep his wife's character relevant. But then again, besides that ending scene of the silhouette Justice League, season 1 could easily be canon. What's not canon about it? Like the reference to the Suicide Squad movie, I guess? Just because it referenced that? Nah.
You know what they could do? They could end up, which kind of feels like a cop-out, but maybe they like pull Peacemaker out of the universe and put him in another one, which is the new James Gunn universe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Comic Talk, we have so many... God, listen, it's a cop-out if they do it. Comic Talk, we have so many comic book movies next year, so I can wait for Batman 2. I think I kind of feel the same way, definitely. Not enough, though, I feel like, but yeah. I don't know. I personally love these comic book movies. Like I could keep going. But I do appreciate them taking their time and even like Marvel scaling back a little bit and being like, all right, let's just focus on the things that like are actually good and put our money into that. Like, let's not just like little here, little here, little here, and like just screw up every project. Like, so, yeah. I don't know. Some more comic news. Thanos will return summer 2024.
Like a new series, new miniseries. Do we know anything about this?
No, it's just
Thanos will return comics 2024.
So Jeremiah, how many times is this now? He just keeps returning every few years. Like
this has got to be like the fourth or fifth.
Right, like since Avengers, since they after credit scened him.
Yeah.
Fifth comeback.
Infinity the last time we saw him in comic? No, because yes, Infinity was the last time I remember reading.
The miniseries.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, it's been like four or five. Yeah, whatever. Let Thanos come back. Everyone comes back. Even Uncle Ben comes back. So
I just hope he has like a different kind of end goal this time. I feel like the last run just felt like, I don't know if I'm talking about the same run as you guys.
You're talking about the Jeff Lemire run where Cosmic Ghost Rider was introduced and Baby Hulk and all
that? No, that was pretty sick. That was okay. Pretty sick. That was like unique, I felt like. Like that was totally different. Like Cosmic Ghost Rider.
I know
that
what
was
you're thinking of.
His story.
You're thinking of Thor, the story that didn't necessarily play out. Because remember they showed Thanos with like...
Yeah.
Wasn't it like...
The Black Winter?
Alternate glove? Yeah, it was like Black Winter was showing him that. And it was supposed to happen and it never kind of really happened.
Yeah.
That's
what I hope that... Black Winter comes back. Speaking of Black Winter. I thought that was getting a cool like, idea.
We're getting a Black Winter Thor Marvel Legend.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, that got announced.
I considered buying it. I don't need it.
Same mold.
I don't need it. It is. It's literally the same mold. Just that's it. It's the exact same mold. Yeah, it is cool. Still Marvel. The original plot for Deadpool 3 involved Deadpool going on a road trip to the North Pole to save Christmas.
Then Disney stepped in.
I still want it.
Didn't we get the PG-13 of Deadpool 2 was Deadpool Saves Christmas? So
no, it was just more.
Deadpool, a very Christmas story or something like that. It was the rehash of Princess Bride. It was Deadpool telling the story of Deadpool 2, but it was PG-13.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'd rather have like a real Deadpool movie than Deadpool Saves Christmas or something along those lines.
Not like a Guardian style holiday special?
Yeah. Give me give me a special, give me an hour long, like, one shot. Don't give me a 2.5 hour long movie.
No.
Don't even give me a 2 hour long movie, to be honest.
No one needs that. Problems. Not a Christmas special like that.
Can't hold it.
Yeah. Jeremiah prefers a 20 minute short. That's exactly it. That would work very well for Jeremiah's bladder.
Exactly.
Keeping it Marvel fired X-Men 97 creator Bu DeMaio and uninvited him from the premiere just a week before the show airs. This is the biggest news I think that's dropped I think in the last 24 hours when it comes to this.
Why?
I mean,
speculation.
Yeah, so that's all we have is speculation.
So all his social media was deleted too on top of that.
Well, he probably went out of the way and did that to
right. He deactivated all his stuff.
Notice is about to happen. I don't want to know. Something's
about to come out big.
I hope that everything is just they decided to go to separate ways. I really.
So here's my PG theory, right? My PG theory is the show is trash. And in order to get ahead of the bad reviews, they fired him to be like, we realize it was bad.
I don't like that idea.
I don't like it, but that's like my gut is like, it's not going to be good. And this is their way of acknowledging it before we get there.
I don't think so. I don't think you would do that, even if it was bad. Look how many bad shows and movies that we've gotten so far, and they just kept it rolling.
This is like the new approach to it. And this is, remember, this is their first like animated. Well, I guess What If? I don't know. I don't really count What If as.
Yeah. Nah. It's like different. I think there's something bigger because he deactivated all his socials and everything. Like,
well, that's just a trick not to get unfollowed. So when you know you're about to get hate, you deactivate so no one's unfollowing you, and then you come back when it cools over. You don't lose all the followers.
That's I did not know that was a thing. Didn't know that. That's how you handle that situation, Kyle.
I've been nervous about being canceled for a long time. So
yeah. are you waiting to be canceled?
This guy definitely did something bad, and
it's unfortunate that most likely
it's not going to be pretty.
Something's going to come out, and I really hope that it doesn't. I hope the show is good, and all the people who worked very hard on it don't get completely swept under the rug because of this situation. That's what I really hope happens. So
I think we're gonna get a season two. I think we're gonna get a new direction with it. And
I think we're getting a new direction right out the gate with it, but
yeah. Oh well, who knows, we'll find out in the next couple of days. I can guarantee that it's not gonna past the week. Still Marvel. Venom 3 will be titled Venom the Last Dance.
Will it be? Is that real news? Like,
I don't think so.
Is it the MJ hype? Like,
this is confirmed.
The Last Dance.
So what could all that... the
fantastic names they could have used.
But let's speculate a little bit. I mean, Jeremiah, you know these characters like the back of your hand. What do you think? Who
Funeral Pyre would Venom's have been history? Better. Now Venom 2 is just called Venom 2, right? No, Let There Be Carnage. So this could have been Lethal Protector. This could have been Uncaged Angels. This could have been so many better. The Last Dance? Really?
But why?
He's dancing with. That's what I want to know.
I mean, is it
him and
is
Venom?
The Bride right of
their
Venom?
Last Dance.
Are we getting
Bride
of Venom?
Hate that. Hate it. Don't like it.
And that's Sinner Takes All, which would have been a better name for this as well. Like, Sinner Takes All is better than The Last Dance. What?
Is this PG-13? All Venoms are PG-13, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why. All of the Venom titles are a little bit too, like, I'm not taking my kid to see something that says funeral in the name.
Funeral Pyre. Separation right Anxiety. That. Separation Anxiety would have been a great one as well. Like, Venom's hopping around a different host. And yeah, that's a stupid ass name.
Comic Talk says, I hope Venom 3 is good. It won't be. I'm sorry.
I hope it's good. But yeah, the over under isn't in our favor. So
I'm calling it now. Andrew Garfield showing up in this movie.
There's rumor. There's lots
calling
of rumors.
It
could be a reference
now.
To the Michael Jordan documentary. I don't know what reference it would fucking be. Is Scottie Pippen showing up? Like,
oh no, The Last Dance. Yeah. That wouldn't. I mean, it'd be funny. It's like a funny nod to it.
They're not going to do it. I mentioned it last podcast I was on, Thomas Jane's Punisher Dirty Laundry. There's another short done by the same director called Truth in Journalism, and that's his Venom story. And it's all shot POV footage, found footage. And so if they did like Last Dance, it's a documentary on Venom, like that'd be cool. But no, that's not what's happening. No clue. So
yeah, well, maybe it'll just get canceled like some of Disney's upcoming projects. That's right. Bob Iger says Disney's canceled some of their upcoming projects. Which ones could they be? I'll go first. She-Hulk 2.
Now, Bob Iger said this, meaning Disney as a whole. It's not just Marvel. So I'm guessing some Star Wars stuff maybe got axed.
I know Mandalorian is the movie is all there is. There's no talks of another season.
Which, good. Just let it be a movie. Give us like this big climactic end that you spend X amount of money on, and I'm okay with that. I don't need more content to absorb. There's enough content right now. So I don't know what Marvel projects were canceled or are set to be canceled. Maybe the Avengers movies are going down to one instead of two.
Ironheart.
You think Ironheart got axed?
I can see it next. Just put Ironheart in, because it's just basically another Iron Man movie. I mean, realistically, you know, like
Thor is getting a fifth movie, and like Captain America is about to get its fourth movie. Iron Man's only had three. We deserve another Iron Man type movie.
Yeah, Armor Wars.
Armor Wars got axed, I thought.
No, it's still coming.
That was rumored, but
that's not axed anymore, or is it now axed?
It was going to be a TV show to a movie.
But we've heard nothing. We've not heard casting. Like Don Cheadle, I think, has been rumored to return, but like that's it. That's all we know. So is that done? Is that one of the things that's on the comp?
Throw Ironheart into Armor Wars.
Or they cancel Armor Wars and they do Ironheart. One or the other. Like you're saying, Jeremiah, we do deserve another Iron Man movie, but just like figure out which one you want to do.
Yeah.
You just put them both. Yeah, put them both in the movie. You got Wonder Man coming too.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that got axed.
Oh, that definitely.
Someone died on set.
Jeez, that's not coming at all.
I don't think anyone ever asked for a Wonder Man movie, to be honest. I don't know.
I love Wonder Man.
Listen, I think the potential there for a cool show, cool idea, whatever, but is it worth making into its own project?
Here, before we get into the meat and potatoes of this podcast, we're going to be talking about The Beyonder. It's been teased. We're going to be mentioning about The Beyonder. But since we brought up Wonder Man and Beyonder is cosmic, let's bring up the cosmic aspect of Wonder Man. Wonder Man was a member of what galactic team?
I mean, the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Good job. What was his name on the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Galaxy Man.
Oh, man. I tried to do a little research, too.
What was his job?
To bring wonders to the team.
And where is that job mostly performed? That was his name.
Didn't help.
Bathroom? Hollywood.
Oh. Wait, he was called Hollywood?
He was called Hollywood on the Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I feel like I have kinda heard you say that before.
Yeah. Yeah, he was an actor. So, anyway, Pierre, do you want to lead us in to what you wanted to discuss?
Yes. He didn't say it.
Guys, I figured this week would be fun for me and Jeremiah to do a versus match, but also to give you guys some information, some good facts, and some nonsense about The Beyonder, being that that's the latest and greatest news, who we think is behind everything and what Secret Wars is leading to. I mean, I think it's leading to that. That makes more sense.
I mean, it's a hard pivot because of Kang that the next in line is probably The Beyonders.
Yeah, comic talk to bring wonders to the team should be on a t-shirt.
It's Pierre's job.
His goal to bring wonders to the team.
We need to get some Paneloids merch made. That's for damn sure.
Some real merch, not just big logos.
I've got a pee problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
Pierre.
We'll put it across the back like a team name. Or not a team name, just like your name. Like a jersey. So the biggest rumor with The Beyonder, as everyone knows, is Henry Cavill will be playing The Beyonder in Avengers Secret Wars. Everyone believes
No. That's the rumor. You can't just say, as everyone knows, Henry Cavill is playing
that's the big rumor. That's the big rumor that everyone knows. Right. That's what I said. I said the big rumor. It's happening. The big rumor that everyone knows.
It's like a confirmed rumor.
There's another rumor that actually came out today, if we want to get into that, but we can do that after. But I don't know how you guys feel about this.
John, you did not copyright Pierre. I can confirm this. I already looked up the trademark.
John, I have words for you, but I'm not allowed to say it on YouTube. No, I appreciate you coming, and I appreciate you giving me my own name.
All right, let's get
wife's into a great painter, by the way. I don't know if you guys checked it out. They did that on their page, but anyway,
I'll have to check that out. Maybe I could get a commission.
So how do you guys feel about Henry Cavill being the Beyonder?
I have not seen him in a duncey role, really. And I'm not saying that the Beyonder is all dunce, but he's part dunce. So I have not seen Argyle. I don't know if he's a dunce in Argyle. I know he can do humor. Yeah, Josh is right up there with Henry Cavill is rumored to play everyone in the MCU. Yeah, I heard that he's also playing Superman in the MCU. But no, I haven't seen him in humor. And I was talking with my wife about this earlier because I mentioned that we're going to be talking about the Beyonder tonight and that Henry Cavill is heavily rumored to be the Beyonder. And she made a very good point. I don't know if you guys have seen the movie Enola Holmes, but he plays Sherlock Holmes in Enola Holmes. And if he played the Beyonder in the same vein of his Sherlock, I think it would work really, really well. To be inquisitive like he is, this, that, and the other. So yeah, I could see him as Beyonder.
I like that, John. Henry Cavill should just be Mystique. That's funny. I at this point, right? Kyle, I don't know how much you know about the Beyonder. Have you done any research on him?
I looked up a photo of him because I made the thumbnail for this episode.
And what do you feel?
Henry Cavill has a nice chest, and some of Beyonder's outfits are deep V-necks. So I'm good from that point of view. So yeah.
That's a good point of view to be at. Yeah, from what I've researched, just taking that alone, the cover, his face is just copy paste, boom, Beyonder. It's like he is perfect for the role. But yeah, I think I'm with you, Jeremiah, in terms of not seeing him do that goofy type of role ever. But I feel like he has it. He has the acting chops. He can definitely do it. So, you know. But yeah, let's get into who the Beyonder is. Oh,
Bit Chic. Jesus Christ, Pierre.
It's not my fault. He has this name, 8B.
Yeah, 8-bit Chic.
Henry Cavill should just be Mystique. And instead of shifting, he just says he is someone out loud. I'm Nightcrawler now.
He's just everybody, because everyone wants him to be everybody. He's just literally can just be everybody.
I would hate if they did that, just because it's like they've already done it with our Pietro.
All right, Pierre, tell me what you've learned of the Beyonder. So you're...
He has no gender.
Correct. He has no gender. There's no genitalia.
You call him
he.
They
there is some genitalia. There's no way it doesn't, because he has sex with a lot of hookers. Lots of hookers. He loves hookers.
Okay. I didn't do any of this research. You making this up?
No, he does. He does experiment a lot. He needs education, and that's one of the ways he feels he can get education.
The proper term in those comic books for women of the night. Correct. This is old comic books. So the ones that you don't pick up, Kyle,
or the ones that you don't pick up, Pierre.
Damn it!
Yeah, these are the ones Jeremiah thrives in. This is his love.
I know that TikTok may be going the way of the dodo, but I so wanted to make a TikTok of like Pierre reading an old comic and it just be the sound, whoa, there's a lot of words on this page. Too bad I'm not reading them.
It's not even so for me reading these comic books, it wasn't the words, but it was so like, it's like watching like an old movie. Like it was just like quirky.
Some old movies are better than new movies.
Nah, this felt like quirky and like, hey, what's up, geek?
How we doing?
What's up, boys? Yeah, it was kind of corny. And like that's kind of how I feel about like older movies.
You're like going like the lines, Jeremiah.
The lines don't hit the same. Like they like I like where comic books are now, like where it's like dark and like, yeah, some of them get a little wordy. Those
Avengers Avengers number 6 from 1965, when Iron Man tells Steve Rogers, Captain America, that he, when they get back, he's gonna give him some straight dick and sort him out.
Okay.
Love it.
Yep. See, this is what I mean. It doesn't translate the same. So basically what I gathered is that he is an alien, and there's not just one, there's a couple of Beyonders.
There's like a race of Beyonders. Race. Yes.
Yeah. But
that wasn't canon until recently. For the longest time, he was the only Beyonder that we knew.
Right. So I guess they rewrote it, and it was one of with Bendis. Bendis actually.
Bendis retconned it, so the fact that there is multiple ones.
Sugar and spice. Yep, welcome, comic talk. Yep, hookers and spice and everything nice. So basically what I've realized is he has ADHD. The one that we know, the one that's rumored to be Henry Cavill, has ADHD, and I know this because he is very much like me. The only comic book that I really read of him was like Secret Wars. I think it was the second Secret Wars, and
because he doesn't appear in the first one, he does not appear in the first Secret Wars. He is mentioned.
They don't give him a figure, right? Yeah,
correct. Yep.
So he's driving around, flying around in a Ferrari, and he has a Cuisinart, and he's just shredding carrots, just driving around for no reason, just exploring the world. He just had sex with a hooker, and like, he's like, I'm not falling in love, and then he just like disappears, and she's just like left heartbroken, and because like he makes people fall in love with him without realizing, like he's just crazy. I don't know, but yeah, they stop him. He's flying around in a flying car with his Cuisinart, and the U.S. government is trying to shoot him down, and they shoot his car, and he just stops a jet midair, and he's like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, you know what, this is what we're gonna do. And then it cuts to the next scene, and he's in a jet now, and the guy that was shooting him is taking his car to the mechanic, and he's just like, he has that much control over what like people
comics in the 80s, everyone.
Yeah. So the other thing I found is that he's obsessed with the Dazzler.
Who wouldn't be?
So I think that's interesting because who the Dazzler is supposed to be in this new Deadpool movie?
Taylor Swift.
People obsessed with her. Makes sense.
Yeah.
That could be weird. Taylor Swift.
And Henry Cavill?
Henry Cavill.
I don't think they will lean that hard in to the Beyonders mythos of him being obsessed with Dazzler. You got to remember, he's got the mentality of a 13-year-old boy. So, yeah. Like, Ladies of the Night, very, very interesting to him. And learning how the mind works in the most mundane and easy ways is what fascinates him. And like, I'm not doing anything wrong. I can't, because he's an adolescent boy brain. So he doesn't think that he can do anything wrong. And
I kind of gathered that from him. He's like a child. He's just trying to like,
yes,
he's not really a villain per se. Like it didn't feel like none of the comic books I read of him, it didn't feel like he was trying to like do anything malicious. He was just trying to learn and try to figure things out. That's all he was trying to do. And like every time they like fought him, he was just like, okay, well, this is too much. And then he would just like disappear, like, I'm out. And like, I feel like it never came resolved to a point where like they were actually doing anything. Well, like he was just like, all right, I'm out.
He does get turned into a cosmic cube at one point. That's the thing that does happen to him. He was the cosmic cube for like 8 years, I think. He was basically boiled down. Hot take. Comic Talk thinks that he could see Tom Ellis as the Beyonder. And why is that name not ringing any bells for me?
Know it.
Yeah,
I know it, and I can't picture who it is. I'm going to Google it real quick. Someone else, don't Google
okay,
it.
Yeah, I could see him being Beyonder, but he's also got the chin to be anyone else. Like,
I could see him as Beyonder, too.
I can also see him as Hyperion. I can also see him as, although Wonder Man has already been cast, Wonder Man. He'd be a great Wonder Man with that chin. You just want to see it punched.
He played Lucifer. No wonder he looks familiar. That's why. I'd like to see just this all on screen, though. Like, I would like for them to honestly rip right from source, like Secret Wars 2 and him flying around, and just go full goofy with it. Because he tries to like impress the Dazzler, but just like giving her everything, then taking everything away, then like just like throwing everything at her, and she's just like, okay, what's going on? Like, I don't even know you. Like, and he's just like makes her believe she's in love with him, and then he pulls it away, and it's he's so all over the place.
In all your research, did you figure out who defeated him?
No, because I couldn't tell. Like, it seemed like he wasn't fighting anyone.
Kyle, do you know who defeated the Beyonder the first time he was defeated?
I can just take a crazy guess. Charles Xavier.
It was Danny O'Mani.
Oh, Danny O'Mani. Yes.
Danny O'Mani. Danny O'Mani actually
was Danny O'Mani.
Galactus, so.
Molecule Man defeated the Beyonder for the first time. Nice. Which is why the Beyonder got scared, because that's also how the Beyonder learned to control things at a molecular level, is because he copied the Miracle Man. That's how he figured it out after he got his ass beat. and turn it into a cosmic cube.
What I read, but I might be wrong, is that the cosmic cube made both the Beyonder and Molecule Man. Like, that's where they both got their powers from.
If that is the way it is written, it is one, retconned, and I did not read that storyline. And two, I don't like that idea. It is possible that that's how it was done, but I don't know it. If that's it,
I like that. John, in the comments, I would love to see Henry Cavill play a cosmic cube. That would be funny as hell if they just had like a cube, like they follow the storyline, gets turned into a cube, and then there's like carrying him around and he's just talking.
Like that movie. Do you see that? Girl's a chicken nugget the whole movie.
What?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a trailer. She turns into a chicken nugget like that.
I've never seen this before, but I'm interested. So Molecule Man, the Beyonder, from what I read, again, that they were created kind of the same way through the power of a cosmic cube. And I didn't read that Molecule Man killed him, but I guess I knew that Molecule Man had the powers to defeat him or something like that. He doesn't seem really evil, just a baby. And he loves
just a baby.
So who doesn't love hookers, right? But for me, it feels like he just pops in and out for years and that's all that happens. And then it seems, from a general consensus, that people weren't happy when he got retconned by Bendis because they made him an inhuman mutant and that made him defeatable. And everyone liked how he was kind of just like this cosmic being that was just learning and like he didn't really have like a end.
Was it a team book that retconned him?
I mean, it must have been an Avengers run.
Bendis on team books.
Yeah, true.
Yep. So made him an inhuman mutant, gave him a mutant gene and all this stuff. And that was the downfall of that. And we'll see what comes more. Jeremiah, I don't know. How do you think I did with my research? I think I was pretty good.
I think you did pretty solid. No complaints, minus the fact that you didn't get to the end. You do know that there was multiple Beyonders, but you didn't go into the fact that Doom also defeated him in Secret Wars, kind of just ripped him apart, even though he's the one that kind of put all the battle world in the incursion event together, which also had to deal with Molecule Man. But it's very complicated and very Hickman-y, but that's also very recent. I do think this may be the route that they're going, strictly because Kang gave them no other option. I think we are getting Beyonder in some capacity. I don't know if it's Henry Cavill, but yeah, you did a great job here. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I don't know if there's any other things to really pull out of that. I think that's pretty good. The Doom stuff, you know, I didn't know about that. Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't interested enough to know how he ended. I just wanted to know like enough about him to know if Henry Cavill made sense for him or not, which we'll talk about that rumor a little bit later on, because I have another rumor with Henry Cavill. So I'll add that into rumors later on. Next up, we have Collection Acquisition. Kyle, you're going to take this
first.
Up for us. Kyle goes first.
I got three cool things.
I got three cool things too.
First, I think your last one, the last one I see is the coolest. So I can't remember where I purchased this from or when or why. Well, I know why. I had it as a toy as a child and someone made it again. Does anyone remember Biker Mice from Mars?
Yes, of course.
So let me hold it up closer here. So this is Vinny. I had him as a child and his antenna actually popped in. Like they were spring loaded for when you put his helmet on. And you can see it actually came with different heads for the helmets. He got his claw. I saw some reviews on it. It didn't get the greatest reviews due to the paint job, but I think the packaging and everything is just really...
Yeah, and you don't open them, so you're and lame, I don't open. And it will be fine.
Yeah,
so
you have a nice window.
Yeah, I really like the packaging. Put this over here. I also got a Babs Tar print. I know Dimitri won't watch this, so I actually bought him three and just got myself one. The frame costs more than the print, but it's tiny, but it's just really cool.
Oh, that's nice.
That is right? very nice.
Like, literally, they're like $5 a piece, and I was like, I want one. So Dimitri's about to move and get like a new place, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get him these. So I got him X-23, Jean Grey, and Magic.
Ooh.
And I also framed them for him, which again, the frames cost like double what the print was. My last purchase, which it was kind of an impulse buy, but it wasn't. So I've been following Mario Chavez on Instagram for, I don't know, like 4 or 5 months, right? And he just, he does like a commission, not a commission, but like he does a piece, he throws it on eBay. He does a piece, he throws it on eBay. So I like watch the Instagram and I look. It was a Black Cat one I really wanted, which is like drinking coffee. It went for like $400. But on average, you could get get him for like $2 to $2.50. So not that I'm the biggest Raven fan, but this one was just so insane. Like the amount of detail in like everything here.
It does look absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, it filled the page that I was like, no, I'm going after this one hard. And I put like a crazy high bid and I actually got it for under 200. I was very surprised.
You really should put it in a mat so the ink doesn't rub off on the glass.
Yeah, this frame was rather cheaper than the smaller frames, to be honest. But yeah, so I was very happy I got that one. John saying, hell yeah, the SNES game was fire. I don't remember there being
a game. Mice Bikers from Mars. Yeah, there was an NES game.
Why am I the only one that doesn't?
There was also an Archie Comics miniseries.
Really?
Don't remember these people at all.
We got a question from Twitch. I'm going to interrupt our segment for just a second. I want to make this the community question. So anyone watching right now, let's all answer from the comments and I'll show them at the end of the show and we'll give our opinion at the end of the show.
So I can't answer this question right now.
Just wait, hold it because I know the answer is easy, but I have an argument. So we're gonna hold off. But yeah, anyway, that's my collection acquisition. Yeah,
it's a great question.
Time for mine. Yeah. Today is.
Wait, did we read it out loud? The question.
Yeah, can Magneto pick up Thor's hammer?
I didn't
read. We didn't read it out. That is the community question. Right.
Yeah. This is why I let Pierre do it. I took over. I'm sorry.
Our community question this episode is, can Magneto pick up Thor's hammer? Kingo Diak, maybe?
Hing Kadiak? Kodiak?
Oh, no. Hing Kodiak. Hing Kodiak.
Yeah, Hing Kodiak. Today is March 13th, which is a very special day because it is a new Paul Rivera cover day.
I love this cover.
Yeah, Action Comics 1063, the cardstock variant. It is no longer an incentive variant. The first two issues in the series that Paulo did were incentive variants. He's got three more coming. They are all the cardstock variants, so they're not incentives. So they are open order. Have your local comic shop order them. It is the C cover for the rest of the series. It will be the C cover. The next one has Lobo on it. The one after that has Brainiac on it. And the one after that has not been solicited yet. Another random pickup for me in 2012, Shadow Man came back, my favorite character, and he had a Virgin variant. And so I got it into CGC 9.8. And if you could see why it is so damn difficult. It is pure black. There is very little going on. Now, if you do look at the cover, there is an image on the cover. It's black on black on black on black on black. So you can't really see it in the slab, but it is a real thing. But it is a pure black cover that I got a 9.8 on. That was a random pickup and purchase.
Cool.
Next up, do not do what I did. This was very wrong of me, but it turned out okay for me. So if you are a fan of comic book art, I do suggest getting an account with comicartfans.com so you can show off your comic book art and you can see some really cool comic book art. And so I was on there a few weeks ago and I saw a piece of comic book art that I absolutely adored. And it was not for sale, but I contacted the owner of the piece and he was willing to part with it. And so I was able to pick it up from him. It's a dream piece. I never thought I'd own anything by this artist, let alone this image in particular after I saw it for the first time. So without any further ado, it is a Shadow Man piece done by the great Ashley Wood. Ashley Wood was the second artist to really take over Shadow Man with the second volume through Acclaim Comics. He is a fantastic artist. He has a toy company called 3A. And his most recent comic book was Zombies vs. Robots 2, which was great. The moment I saw this piece, I absolutely fell head over heels in love with it. So I'm so happy that I own it. But do not randomly solicit people on comicartfans.com to sell their beautiful art pieces unless it is listed actually for sale. It was a very big no-no of me. I shouldn't have done it, but it worked out for me. So do as I say, not as I do. And then the last collection acquisition, he's popped his head in here a few times. I did get my Spider-Man tattoo artwork originally done by John Romita Jr. and Scott Hanna. I had Manny Mercedes color it, and then my good friend Reggie Cavalier tattooed it on me. It's a week old now. If you caught the story last week, I wasn't able to attend this podcast because I was being stabbed. This was how I was being stabbed. Still needs to heal a little bit, but I think he's looking good. I think Spidey's looking good. He's small compared to Daredevil. He's small compared to Daredevil, but oh well.
Just keep making the next one smaller and smaller.
Yeah,
and smaller.
Well, my next one's going right here. And Kyle's already seen it.
That's confirmed.
Oh, I'm definitely doing that.
Okay.
The She-Hulk?
My wife is like, what are you talking about?
He's getting a tattoo of his little cat. He loves his cat so much.
Yes, he does.
So we got King Kodak. Another question. If they were still alive, what do you guys think of Heath Ledger as the Joker and Brittany Murphy as Harley Quinn?
There's a reason that the reason that they're no longer with us is because we don't deserve nice things, and that would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Damn. Who 100%. Is this guy? Yeah. Who is this guy?
He's good.
You better follow us on Twitch. Follow us on Twitch. Follow us on YouTube. Follow us on everything. We need you around because I love these questions. Like, these are really good. Like, all right.
He's not going to, but Jeremiah's going to destroy him on the Magneto picking up Thor's hammer comment, but it's fine.
Yep.
Follow us now.
Follow us, and then you can unfollow us when Jeremiah crushes your soul with his answers, because he's done that to me. And now I research things. So, well, collection acquisition, I picked up a puppy. I'm not bringing the puppy on because she's
Jean! Downstairs. Is it Jean?
Views. Get the puppy for the views.
We named her Aurora because it was easier because her name was Adora already, and Aurora just makes sense for like we like the Aurora Borealis, so it was like kind of like that. I don't know. I like Jean, but I don't know. Calling a dog Jean feels a little weird. Anyways, trailer talk.
I wouldn't call it Jean. I would call it Jean like constantly, like I'm gonna blow a fucking blood vessel.
The dog anxiety.
The dog's stressing.
The problem is, like, if it did something wrong, I'd be like,
So we're gonna go into one trailer real quick. Leaked trailer for Insomniac's canceled game Spider-Man: The Great Web. I've turned it on and turned it off, to be honest with you. I didn't really
because you didn't watch too much to watch the whole thing.
There are too many words.
So can I make my guess of why it didn't move forward?
Sure.
Adam, what?
That type of game, right? A multiplayer Spider-Man game where you essentially all have the same powers, right? Very, very few powers in between. Miles is probably the only exciting one besides, you know, Peter with his Miguel, gadgets.
Miguel.
What, Lara. You have some super, super futuristic gadgets?
His speed, his vampirism.
So I would think that
Silk being super alert and bringing Peter.
We could get Ricochet and Dusk and Prodigy.
Spider-Punk has a guitar.
Hit people with a guitar. So my guess, right, is that, yes, as different as they could have been, at the end of the day, their fight styles and everything are 75% the same, right? And how quickly would they get boring of just beating up, you know, NPCs? Like, the game itself, I love the game, but it was a little repetitive with fighting it. I haven't beat it yet. The story is where it's at. You can't do the stories as well when it's multiplayer. And then there's an end, then people aren't going to keep playing it. They wanted, like, an online kind of battle royale style-ish open world. You jump in, fight some people, your friends. That would get boring pretty quickly.
Would it?
Yep.
Like, just have individual missions for yourself to do, and then you can, like, meet up with friends and help them on their missions as they get further along and higher levels. We can make our own Spider-Person. I would have been, oh my god. Do you know what I would have done?
Made him look like Daredevil?
Probably, yeah. There was an issue where Peter did dress up as Daredevil when Matt was in prison. It was great.
I don't see, like, think of, like, DC Online, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would have had to be more like that.
Yeah.
Like an MMO.
Where you can pick your hero and everything.
Yeah, and this was more just like, jump in and fight some people. But it's like, you're not upgrading armor and constantly changing. It would have had to really be RPG style. And it didn't seem that way from the trailer.
Yeah, no.
So that's my guess.
It's not a good idea.
Yeah.
At all. So so I'm going to pass on that.
Yeah.
And that takes us into pull or pass. Kyle, I think you have a couple pulls or passes. I'm not sure.
I read Poison Ivy number 19, and it is actually going into her origin, where Woodrow was not so good of a professor, kind of mean to her, kind of groomed her, for being honest. And I didn't realize that Alec Holland was a classmate of hers.
Yes. I don't know if that's been thing. Retconned. That's been retconned. But okay. Yes, that was a thing. I love that that's a thing.
So I was thinking about it. I kind of know Poison Ivy's, like, original kind of story. I don't know, like, her retcon kind of origin. And this is giving it to me now. Like, they're doing a three-issue explaining her origin. And I was like, that's pretty cool. So I'm very happy with this comic, like always. But I normally don't like flashbacks or like arcs that are just way in the beginning, and then you just jump back to present time. But this, I gotta say, was like good timing for this. And I also read Spider-Man, you know, Miles Morales, 13 and 14. Wow. It's tying into Gang War. I clearly missed a lot, and I'm clearly very behind.
Still catching up.
Getting there. I don't like the Speedster character. I don't like how she, a few issues back, was like a vampire, and I don't like that she's just like not a vampire now and back. So I just don't like her. Otherwise, I love the book so much. I really should read them, you know, like as they come out, not through an app, but that's just me. Did you read anything, Pierre?
Yeah.
Besides Beyonder?
The main thing, I'm going to have to say Beyonder, and I'm going to go Secret Wars 1 and 2. And Jeremiah will be very happy about this. I'm going to say pull, like definitely pull. If you've never read any older Golden Age book, Secret Wars 1 and 2, get a good idea. If you go into the Marvel app, look up the Beyonder, you'll be able to read those books from there and go on, read some of the newer stuff. But I think it is very creative. So kudos to the Golden Age, I guess. So I will say that proudly for Jeremiah.
Wait, I missed on something. If you were talking about, obviously, I stepped away for a second.
And we're done.
But hold on. I need to say something real quick. Did you just say Poison Ivy was from the Golden Age?
Nope. You missed what I said.
Okay.
You missed it. And I gave you kudos and you missed it. So that's your fault for leaving.
I had to step
away for the clip.
You'll have to watch it on the clip when it comes back out. It's the only time I'll give him kudos that he missed it. Rumors, baby. There's a rumor out there that I gave Jeremiah kudos in a clip right before this clip. That may or may not have happened. Deadpool Pulp?
That was a miniseries. That was a four-part miniseries.
Huh. Deadpool Pulp and Wolverine Pool will be three of the Deadpool variants we will see make cameos in the upcoming film. I think we're starting to hear a bunch of random things now.
Deadpool Pulp was a samurai.
Ooh, well, there was leaked photos of him with a ponytail, like a samurai style, like high up ponytail.
Yeah, Deadpool Pulp was a samurai.
I think that rumor's real, just from that hairdo.
Yeah, there was a Wolverine Pool picture circulating around, but it was just like a concept art photo. So it was like, it could be anything. Doesn't necessarily mean it's showing up in this. But being that we're talking about Deadpool, the other rumor that I had was that Henry Cavill has reportedly been cast as one of the Wolverine variants. And it's been leaked that he is a Wolverine variant, not the Beyonder.
That would be a waste.
No.
Total waste. No. How do we feel about that? Like, total waste if they do that.
No. Yeah. No.
That would be, to me, what they did with Pietro. 100%. Like, it's like, why? Like, you gave it to us and then took it away. No. Phantom in the chat is saying yes.
But to what? Because there's a delay. So it might... It might have been to the Wolverine Deadpool mashed up variant.
So if we get Henry Cavill as Wolverine, it would be very disappointing because of who he is and what he could bring to Marvel. But do I hate him as a Wolverine? No. Like, I've seen pictures of him. Like, people have already made their own mock-ups of what he would look like as a Wolverine, and it's pretty cool. So Phantom says, I would like it, but it's like Brad Pitt in Deadpool 2. Yes, 100%. Yeah, they just kind of like, Brad Pitt signed up for that. He just wanted to have fun. So maybe, I mean, who knows? Henry Cavill's that type of guy who just wants to have fun. He's a geek at heart. So who knows? Also, Anya Taylor-Joy and Deadpool and Wolverine will return as Magic.
No.
And also X-23 will return.
No, I don't want her to return as Magic. She's a great actress. I think she did a solid job as Magic. I don't think she did a great job. I think she did a solid job as Magic. I want Magic to be much more important than they're willing to pay Anya Taylor to be.
That's a deep thought right there.
Yeah. She's going to be huge. She's already like climbed up way higher than when she was Magic. Because if you remember, she was Magic and then they held onto the film for 2 fucking years. And in that time, we got Queen's Gambit and she's blown up like crazy. So similar to the Jennifer Lawrence situation with Mystique, like the money isn't there.
Yeah, no, it's a good point.
Who
Who's Wanda's sister?
Wanda Maximoff?
Yeah. Doesn't she have a sister?
God, yes, she does. Yeah.
She wears green.
Polaris.
No, Polaris isn't her sister.
Half-sister.
It's
Magneto's kid.
So there's this green witch that I know of.
It's Polaris.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I said.
I would prefer to be that. Mm-hmm. And to make it a big role, but I would like her as that.
Doesn't she have like a Magneto costume on right now? Wait, Jeremiah, did you not know they were related? Like, did you not think about it that way? Or are you thinking movies? Because I would love if we just like made you realize that they were related. Because they have the same father.
Kyle stumped Jeremiah.
I did not realize that Magneto was Polaris's father.
This is the best clip ever. We got him.
Well, she can also do matter manipulation as well. But again, that makes sense if it's magnetic. It's sister.
Phantom Polaris at one time, she was thought to be her sister. She's not. She is a clone. Cool. I like it. John in the chat, they aren't related, but they are, right?
Since you guys kind of stumped me on this, who is Polaris's love interest?
Oh, we're just keep going. Phantom, they keep going back and forth in the comics. I feel like Phantom and John are talking to themselves.
Who was Polaris's love interest, you bastards?
I know. Hold on. Pietro. Know. No.
No, weird, that would be her brother.
In a weird, sick way. It's like a Luke and Leia situation.
What's you're gonna yell? What's Xavier's son?
Legion?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Didn't she, no?
Nope.
What's the guy that's like a bird?
Banshee?
Like bird? No.
Saruman? Angel?
His logo is like a bird. He's just strong. I don't think he has like real powers.
Red Raven? Mimic?
Falcon?
I'll give you one hint.
All right. Okay. Tell me. He has knives.
Her love interest, his brother, is incredibly important. His other two brothers, less important. His dad, less important. His nephew, very important.
Cable?
Yeah.
Is his nephew.
Cable is his nephew. So,
Scott Summers?
Is Havoc. His brother. Havoc is Polaris's love
interest.
Oh, Phantom was there with it.
Well, Havoc's dead, so there's that. Mm-hmm. If they're going to keep some of the Fox universe still
wasn't ever a thing.
Wait, what?
Put the is it still a thing there? That what mutant powers say? Can't hurt family? I don't know if that was ever a thing.
In the Fast and Furious series, it is.
Family comes first. So let's move on, guys. Andrew Garfield. Wait, hold on. Phantom, who's with Psylocke?
Havoc.
You're rapid firing these questions
now.
Well, that was I didn't watch that one either. If I'm being
means they're together because they're dead. They're both dead. Havoc can't hurt Cyclops and Kyle. I'm dead. Okay, Phantom. Between Scott and Alex, they couldn't hurt each other.
I don't remember that because I didn't watch it. I guess that was the one with the villain from Power Rangers, right? That was that X-Men movie.
Are you referring to First Class?
The slime guy. Moon Knight played the guy from Power Rangers in the X-Men movie.
Oh, Apocalypse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I didn't see that one.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We are out of time.
It's not as bad if you go and watch all of them. Honestly, it's not terrible.
I feel like I missed the mark, you know?
Yeah. No, I rewatched all of them. Now we're watching the animated show. Anyways, moving on. Andrew Garfield will reportedly continue the story of his Peter, which takes me to my rumor. I think he's going to be in Venom 3. And I think he's just dodging it. He's just saying, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it because no, he's doing it. It's simple. Very simple. He's doing it. This is exactly what they did to us in Far From Home. Seth Rogen is writing an R-rated Spider-Man spinoff movie. Venom? Silk?
I just don't see them doing Silk anymore.
That might be one of the canceled projects.
That's technically
Well, that's not Disney. That's not Disney. I don't know. I don't see them doing Silk either, but who knows? I hope they do. Phantom, I thought Toby was doing 4. He might be.
There's so many rumors around now.
The dark movie they're talking about. That would be cool if they did an R-rated movie with Toby.
Yeah, they won't, but yeah, it would be.
Captain America Brave New World will have the Antimanium and Timit Island as the main plot of the film. Jeremiah, thoughts on this one?
Say that again.
Is there an island?
Nope. Tiamat.
I have no idea what this is.
Tiamat Island.
Not a
clue. Is there an island made out of metal?
Not that I'm aware of.
How about an adamantium? Now I can't say it.
Not that I'm aware of.
No, it's
it's a celestial.
Is it the
celestial? It's a celestial. Okay. It's where the hands like sticking out of the ground.
So Captain America's that Avengers tower of that.
They eventually make that Avengers tower in the comic. Mm-hmm. Or Avengers HQ, I don't know, however you want to call it, but they do make that a tower. And I know that old rumor was that the Savage Land was going to be in one of these movies, So look out for that at some point. Shang-Chi 2 will feature time travel and a version of Iron Fist, according to Daniel RPK. Last time we talked about Iron Fist, there was a rumor that it was going to be a female Iron Fist. I don't know if this goes along with that, but it could. It could be the origin of the Iron Fist, which would be interesting. That would be cool. Hayden Christensen has met with Marvel to play Norrin Rad, a.k.a. Silver Surfer. I love this.
Yes, I'd be okay with that.
I like Hayden Christensen. I also don't feel like he has a lot of personality when it comes to his acting. Like, he's very just
which dry. I'm okay with for Silver Surfer,
which would go great for Norrin Rad. Like, it's perfect. I love him to death, but I think this would be a perfect role for him. Hashtag Lindsay Lohan is in talk to join the Marvel Cinematic Universe as the Dazzler. Nope, that last part is not true. I don't know what she's going to be. I can't cast her as anything personally. Jeremiah, what do you got? What do you think? Jean Grey? Moving on.
Cassandra Nova.
We have that already.
Do we?
Yeah.
They said the actress.
No, but do we? Oh, we do know the actress?
I think so.
I thought Esma we just have a bald head.
Esma Cuckoo, then. Make her a cuckoo.
That would have been perfect, though. That would have been perfect. I like that a lot. Phantom, I feel like she'll be in Venom 3. I feel like she's going to get suckered into like a Madame Web type movie. And
suckered in is the way to say it.
Yep. Ryan Coogler and Jon Favreau have been in talks to direct Avengers 5, which will be reassembling the team with all of our new heroes like Sam Wilson. Good. That's exciting. Bring them back. Bring back the Avengers. So be cool. Last but not least, Annihilus will be making his MCU debut and be the main villain of Avengers 5. I don't think that's true.
No, I don't think that's true at all. I would love to see Annihilus, but it will have to be in a Fantastic Four movie, if anything.
Yeah, they just got to, they didn't set him up at all. Like, what?
They're
just
gonna the negative zone has not been mentioned at all, and it's going to take more builds. Nah. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we could see it. We could see it. There's a while until Avengers 5, so maybe with Fantastic Four coming out. But our community question, can Magneto pick up Thor's hammer? Jeremiah, take it from the top. Let's go. What do you think?
Journey into Mystery, issue 107. That's all I'll say. It's right there on the cover. Can you do it or not? It's right there on the cover.
So we're going to put that in a clip. And Kyle, you're going to look up the cover. You're going to put it right here in the middle. And thanks. That'll answer this question.
Hope I got the number right.
You better have got the number right.
Yeah, you're too confident with it. You better get that number right. He's looking it up right now. But I think, guys, that's our show. If you're new here, be sure to check out our previous streams, subscribe, and for some clips and all of our episodes, some other fun stuff, give us a follow over on TikTok and Instagram, but definitely Instagram, because TikTok is about to get banned. We're also a podcast again, as in this episode will be available as audio on your favorite podcast app. We'll see you again next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Paneloid's comic book live stream. That's all, folks. Paneloid's out.
Did you enjoy our latest podcast episode? Well, guess what? It's not just audio, it's a live stream. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube for an interactive experience. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on TikTok for even more fun content. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. Again, that's Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube. See you there.